Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Which starts tonight.
Hell yeah. NBA cop.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm trying to think if we're really good at basketball, professional basketball, will that make us care about the NBA cop?
I mean, as much as we kind of joke about it, because it's a ridiculous in-season tournament or whatever, when the Pistons won, I think, the first three of those games, I was kind of into it.
So here I was too, but this is why I ask if they're good at basketball. Because when they won the first three games last year, we did not think they were good at basketball. So we thought, hey, they're not going to go to the playoffs, but maybe we can have a little fun with this NBA Cup thing. But now that we expect them to go to the playoffs, because at first I'm like, if you're NBA Cup, who cares? We stink. Then I'm like, actually, NBA Cup, who cares? We're good. If you're good, why do you even care about the NBA Cup? Kang?
Because it's the NBA Cup.
Kang, you're Mr. NBA here.
Listen, I can only speak for myself. And just to be clear, the NBA Cup has already started. It just starts for the Pistons now.
That's right.
So
well, no, we missed opening night.
Yeah, you missed it all.
We missed opening night.
You missed the ceremony and everything. I'm not sure if there's a ceremony or not. But with that being said, I only speak
Red
for myself.
Carpet.
I don't care, more or less. It's just still basketball with different courts. Like, you know, they changed the court up and everything. And
yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Adam Silver when he took over as the NBA commissioner. And they're trying to make it like soccer because it's a big global sport.
Are they? I thought they were trying to make it like the NCAA tournament.
Well, it's sponsored by the Emirates as well, which is
They have their little tournaments in season, right? You're a bigger soccer guy than us, Doug. Don't you know this stuff?
You know, I think I am a bigger soccer guy than you guys, but when it comes to anything other than World Cup soccer, I don't know much.
Oh, really?
Nah,
I'm all La Liga, so I can't really go too deep.
More so than...
I don't care about any of it.
More than EPL?
Do not care about soccer. I could not care less about professional sports than soccer.
What about the World Cup? Do you not get into the World Cup?
If the United States is good, or I'll pay attention to the United States, but unfortunately they haven't been good.
I think
so
it's very difficult.
My interest is, you know how what it is. I hate the fake injuries. I can't get past it.
It
really pisses me off. When we love sports, where the guys are tough, football. Frank Ragnow, tough as hell. Guys playing with broken jaws and broken limbs, and they're still out there playing. Hockey players. Get half their teeth knocked out of their jaw. They don't care. They're coming back in for the next shift. It's tough. Guys get hit in the head in baseball. They foul the ball off their foot, and all types of crazy stuff happens. They're still going to play. You know, Bo Bichette playing with his injuries. Hey, going to keep going. The NBA, it's a physical-ass game, man.
There's some faking there.
Well, there's some faking there, too. But, however, if you go and watch it live and you have good seats, you come away with a whole new appreciation for just how physical it is. And then there's soccer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every sport flops. It's just the amount and the extremes they do it in soccer for you. Because quarterbacks flop. Obviously, NBA flops. Hockey, they flop. Everyone's trying to draw. Yeah, they flop.
They don't have magic sponge and can of spray.
No, we haven't got that yet somehow.
No, magic sponge and can of spray really work.
Maybe Amazon. I'm not sure.
Nope. And I'm not telling people not to like it. You go ahead and you like it all you want. I'm just telling you how I feel. I don't. I can't stand it.
Why are we even talking about soccer again?
Because we're trying to figure out why the NBA Cup exists.
How do we end up here? And where the hell was I?
Yep.
Okay, so NBA Cup tonight, which has us hearkening back to NBA Cups of yore. All right, right now, who won last year's NBA Cup?
Lakers?
Kang, who won last year's NBA Cup?
I think you might be right. I'm going to go Lakers as well.
I'm going to go Nuggets.
Just so you could say Nugget?
Yep.
Google 2024 NBA Cup.
Champion.
Champions.
Yeah, that's all right.
Champions.
None of us are right. Oh, mate, wait. None of us are right. The Bucks won the 2024 NBA Cup title by defeating the Oklahoma City Thunder 97-81.
I don't believe that.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was named the tournament MVP. Jim Nance gave him his tie. Final game took place in T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
The Lakers won the first one ever 2 years ago, Gator. Oh, that's what we were thinking.
Are we in year three of the NBA Cup?
That's right.
All right, flown past.
That's nuts.
Yep.
It's already lost.
They grow up so fast.
Yeah, they do.
If you start thinking about the things in sports that are like least relevant to win in all of our major sports, NBA Cup's pretty much it, isn't it?
Well, you can go with all-star games, you know, or like the Pro Bowl, which is now a joke. Preseason games. It's more, the NBA Cup is more impressive than a preseason game.
Yeah, because it actually matters on your record.
Yeah, it does matter on your record. I mean, these are actual games. They just arbitrarily say these four are for the NBA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win, then okay, great. Well, we might match you up and...
You get a cup.
Yeah, you can get a cup. Might have and to change your season schedule.
Who amongst us doesn't want a cup? Got a cup.
Apparently NFL players. They don't wear cups.
Well, look.
Chafing.
Start... That's what Jansen said.
He said chafing. Nowhere
because of chafing. Let's go to Chad in Rochester Hills. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Chad.
Hi. So you were talking about like how they do it in soccer. So I know this is often watching Welcome to Wrexham, that they have their in-tournament tournament over there, but they're having minor leagues and other level leagues play up against the top clubs like the Manchesters and whatnot.
Don't we do
so
that?
Kind of.
We do that in our, like, DCFC can play an MLS team, right, in some tournament?
Yes. Yeah. That is what it is. And
see,
so
I actually care about that.
Successful.
So you want to, yeah, but, I mean, there's.
So it would be like if, you know, if all the minor league baseball teams could play against the big teams, especially if they weren't affiliated with those teams.
What's that? Do you know what the name of that cup is that DCFC can play against the MLS teams?
No, I'm not inherently a soccer.
The U.S. Cup? Is it the U.S.?
Soccer Cup.
The U.S. Cup? I actually think that's kind of cool because it gives these teams a chance. You don't. I'm not trying to make you care.
No, I'll admit, I think it's if you know, one of our local teams is going to be playing a higher level, I'll root for them. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not going to, you know, make gestures towards them. I'll root for you.
Gestures. I won't make gestures towards the NBA Cup either. I think it's so funny. Like, you had all caps on your show sheet. NBA Cup starts tonight. As Kang pointed out. It's already started.
Yeah, but for the Pistons tonight, against the Nets, on the road.
He also added this nugget, people. I feel sorry for all other programming that has to compete with the NBA Cup tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're really proud of that, aren't you?
Yeah, you know. Friday Night Football. Who's playing tonight in college? Don't care. NBA Cup.
All right, cool. So coming up at 1:38, you're going to do NBA Cup picks?
No, because I only care about the Pistons.
All right. Well, Pistons are playing the Nets.
In the NBA Cup.
In the NBA Cup.
Game and one. Don't leave that out.
Yep.
It just means more. Just means more.
Does it?
Yeah.
I mean, the funny thing is when I Google searched it, there was a picture of Giannis like holding the NBA Cup.
Hell yes.
In that moment in time, it looked like he cared. So that's cool.
It's like, we're not going to win the NBA championship, but we can win the NBA Cup.
Go Cup.
It's like the Intercontinental title in WWE. It's not quite as cool as being the heavyweight champion, but, you know, Intercontinental title's not bad.
Fans, we made it to the weekend, and Twin Peaks can't wait to host you for the park. Completely shut down last night.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug.
Well, no, not that.
Oh, then so way to go, Doug. Nice
I've updated the story of our oldest who moved to Chicago. And my wife wanted new living room furniture and offered up our furniture in the basement, my domain down there, right? I got the TV set up. It's where I go watch games, multiple TVs. Couch and love seat down there. And she's like, I want to get new living room furniture. So why don't we give him the basement furniture and then move the stuff from upstairs down to the basement? I'm like, sure, that's fine, whatever. Stuff that we have in the living room, I think is fine. Stuff in the basement's a little bit older. I'm like, okay, cool. So to my son's credit, it needed some TLC. And he like took all the covers off and washed them. And some of the framing needed to be reinforced because the furniture is, you know, 20 years old. And so he did some of that, and it's now in the living room in his new apartment. I thought in theory that my wife would have new furniture delivered to the house around the same time he moved out. We've known about this for about a month, and I sit in a lonely chair in the basement with no other furniture watching games. There's no other furniture down there.
Have you gone shopping for it yet?
So I'll get to that in a second. She also gave away our dining room set. And because she wants a new dining room set. So right now we have a dining area with nothing, a living room with this old, the furniture still in it, and in the basement.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.